Amen, amen. Aren't you glad for God's grace? Aren't you glad for His mercy, His forgiveness? Boy, it is great, isn't it? It is great. I was thinking, it's kind of like when I'm driving around Walmart and I find a real good parking spot. I'm going to get in that spot and I'm going to stay right there. I ain't going to pass it up. That's what I was thinking. We parked on that song for a minute. Man, I am so thankful for how great that God is. He is worthy. Amen. Amen. We're going to be in the book of 2 Kings today. 2 Kings and chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. Familiar story. Beginning in verse 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, "Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen." And Elisha said unto her, "What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house?" And she said, "Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house but a pot of oil." Then he said, "Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full." So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her two sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, "Bring me yet a vessel." And he said unto her, "There is not a vessel more," and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest." You may be seated. Very familiar story we're going to be diving into this evening. The miraculous pot of oil that this woman had. We left Sunday, and I don't know if you was here Sunday. Damon said something Sunday, and it kind of messed with me a little bit. He said I said the word "I" weird. And so we got in the vehicle, and I told my wife, I said, "I'm a little self-conscious. Do I say something funny sounding? Do I say "I" strange?" And she said, "It is a little proper." And if there's one thing A self-respecting Southern man does not want to hear, it's that was a little proper. But I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that. But anyway, no, Damon said that the other day, and it just messed with me so much. I was like, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. So I had to call him on the phone, and I was like, "Hey, man, what's that supposed to mean? Like, is this a deeper message here, or just I just say the word weird?" He said, "You just say it weird." Amen. Hey, you know what? You know what scares me today is that there are many people who are in the sight of the cross and will still die lost. You know, I was thinking about how Pilate had the King of Glory a couple feet from him and yet missed it. The Bible tells us that there was many at the cross that day that seen what was going on, that witnessed what was going on, yet never turned to the Lord for salvation. And what scares me is that there are people that come here and they hear what they've heard tonight. And there's enough that was preached in that music just now that could save this community. It could save this state. It could save this world. And yet there are people that are sitting here tonight that will hear it and leave here unchanged. And that always scared me, because I heard this the other day, and it just, man, it stuck. This ain't even my mess. I just got to get this off my chest. It's been on my mind today. But I heard this the other day. This guy said this. He said, let me get this right. It was the mercy of God that gave us Calvary. It was not Calvary that gave us the mercy of God. And if you know, you know. If you know, you know. You see, God died for the unjust while they were yet sinners. He didn't wait for us to clean up. He didn't wait for us to come to church. He didn't wait for us to put down what was wrong. He didn't wait for any of that. He came while we were yet sinners and died for us. And yet there are people that hear that and will walk out unchanged, and it just gets to me, because I think about everything that God has done. And Josh's testimony was great, man. But how great that God is. I don't know where you've been, but you know, I was thinking about even the woman caught in adultery. When she was caught in adultery, that Jesus said, go and sin no more. Your sins are forgiven you. But I was, you know how thankful that she must have been because of what she had lived through. But until you've been through that, then you don't realize how great that God is. Unless you have been in the rain, you don't appreciate the sun as much, right? Wait, we've been through a lot of a bad February. This February has been a year long, it feels like. But an 82 degree day, man, I appreciate that a little bit more right now than what I have in the past because of what we've been through. And I think it's the same way that there are people in here today that you have been through some things, and you need to open up and you need to let God in there, because God is trying to do something great in your life and give you a testimony out of what you've been through. God is so good, and I am so happy. Harper told me today, I was reading right before we came today. I didn't really know I was going to preach, and through a whole different series of messages, and I thought Sam was. I called Sam, and I said, well, I'll go ahead and do it. And Harper come in there, and I was reading some notes and some things I was writing down, and she said, and I felt like an MLB player, she said, did you get the call? I said, Daddy got the call. I got the call to the big leagues tonight. But church makes me happy. This is a good place. I'm happy to be here. Right. I'm hot. Amen. Well, say, all right, I'm going to get back on the message. I just had to get that off my chest. Listen, all I'm saying is this. Don't leave here in sight of the cross lost. Don't leave here that close to salvation and yet still walk out the door. Christ paid too big a price. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him. Thank God it wasn't just for the bad. It wasn't just for the good. He said whosoever would believe in him, and thank God I am a whosoever. Yeah. Woo! Glory to God. Hey, listen, the widow woman had nothing but a pot of oil, right? That's all she had. And there is sometimes that's all we can bring to the table. I don't know if you can hear me. I asked Brandon one time. I said, can you hear me when I sing and you're standing right here and you're singing real good? Can you hear me? And he said, yes, sometimes. And it embarrassed me because I don't sing real good. I sing real, though, but it ain't real good. And I sing with all my heart and all my might, but once again, it ain't real good. But you know what I've learned is that whatever we give unto God, God will multiply, he will bless, he will make it better than anything else. Amen? If I can give but a little crumb, God can make a sandwich out of it. Amen? If I can just bring a little bit of oil, God will make barrels and barrels and barrels. So you may not have much. This widow woman, she didn't have a whole lot, but she said, I ain't got nothing except for a little pot of oil. And thank God, sometimes we come in God's house and we say, God, I don't have a whole lot, but I do have a praise. That's all you need. If you can just muster the strength. It's Wednesday. It's halfway through the week. Mondays are horrible. Tuesdays ain't no better, but thank God it's Wednesday. Let's leave out of here knowing that we've been in the presence of God, because I need something that's going to get me through until Friday. Glory to God. Listen, God provided a supernatural miracle with just a little bit of oil. In the mornings, really early, and if you, I'm a night owl. All right, I have to get up early, but I don't sleep good, so I stay up late. And when I was flipping through channels one time, I watched a guy, and he wasn't no good to watch, but it was like a train wreck. I couldn't get my eyes off of it. And he's a minister. His name is Peter Popoff. Y'all ever heard of that guy? All right. Touch not the feet of his, I don't know, but listen to me. That's a used car salesman. That's all I'm going to say. But let me tell you, he was selling something on there called Miracle Spring Water. And you just send the money, you get that Miracle Spring Water, and Peter Popoff's going everywhere selling the Miracle Spring Water and all this. And I don't know nothing about Peter Popoff. I don't know about that Miracle Spring Water. But I do know this, though, that God can take some supernatural things out of just a little bit and bless it. And you know what? You ain't got to pay the price, because he paid the price at Calvary, and it's paid in full. And it's not only paid in full, it's paid the past, the present, and the future. I don't owe a thing, neither could I ever come up with anything to pay that bill. But boy, if she just had a little bit, God was going to do something supernatural out of it. It's God that can fill the longing of the soul, and it's only him. If you bring crumbs, watch what God will do. When the boy's lunch was brought up, he fed 5,000 men beside women and children. There was up to 15,000 people there that day. And what did he do? He used a Lunchable to feed every single one of them. So I'm telling you right, you may not have much, but boy, if somebody in here could get into a Lunchable, boy, this whole place could be fed. This whole place can absolutely overfill and run. My cup will run over. It's not what you have. It's what you choose to do with it. That woman didn't have much. And to the world, we look at it and we say, I don't know if y'all been here, man. I've woke up in the morning to get something to eat, and I have poured a bowl of cereal. You ever been there? You pour the bowl before you look how much milk you got. I have poured the bowl of cereal and put in a thimble of milk before. And man, I've been angry about that. There ain't nothing that'll make you madder than that. It'll make you angry about it. But you know what God does with just a thimbleful? He will overrun your cup. He'll make sure you got too much milk to your cereal then, amen? All he needs is just a little bit, and let him give the increase. When he fed the 5,000, he took a little bit, but when he's in it, a little bit's a whole lot, amen? I ain't got much, but boy, I got a little bit. Let God do the rest. She needed a miracle, and God told her that she had to get the oil. She needed to get the vessels. And then I love this part. Listen to what it says here in verse 4. When thou art come in, so you get that little bit of oil you got. You go borrow as many vessels as you can find. He said, and when you come in, shut the door. Shut the door. You know what? I believe with all my heart that we need some people to shut the door sometimes.
And I think the problem is that God puts something really good in you, and God does some amazing work, and God gives you a testimony, and God works on you on Sunday, and you leave out of here on cloud nine, and you're ready to tackle on the world, and then somebody didn't shut the door, and you let some stuff in that shouldn't be in there. But we need to shut the door sometimes. You don't need distractions when God's in the house. Amen. Sometimes we allow distractions to come in. Think, I wonder what time we'll get out of here tonight. Damon ain't here. Get the distraction out. I don't even know. It may end in 2 minutes. I don't know. We ain't got time for distractions. We ain't got time for interruptions. We need to shut the door, and we need to let God do a move. Sometimes we leave the door. He said, get in the house and shut the door and watch what's going to happen. Watch what's going to happen. You don't need naysayers telling you that you can't do it. You know what I am? I ain't going to lie. I'm a dreamer, right? And a lot of my stuff, it's very unrealistic, but I still dream it. I still dream it. And I love my wife. I really do. But let me tell you, we are opposites in every way possible about stuff like that, and I thank God for her, because thank God we do definitely attract each other. But man, I got these crazy ideas in my head sometimes, and I stress her out, and we deal with stress completely different. Amen, amen. She deals with it her way, and I deal with it my way, and it ain't always the best in the world. But you know what the problem is? Is that sometimes when we got a dream, we need to shut the door. When we get a vision, we need to shut the door. We don't need people coming in behind you saying, you can't do something like that. You can't go there. You can't sing that. You can't praise that way. You can't preach that. You can't be there. You can't be here. We need to shut the door and shut the naysayers out and let the vision on. Let God give you something and let you run with it, because God will give the increase to whatever he gives you. We can't have the creditors come in. And by the way, my wife's not a dream killer. She just brings me back to even sometimes. Can't have the creditors come in and take your mind off what's going on. You know what I've learned is we can have a wonderful service and people can be shouting, crying, running, and praising, and it's amazing. And when I walk out those doors, the same problems that I've caused myself are still out there. We get this unrealistic view sometimes that we're going to walk out of here and everything's just going to be completely great because I praise real good. I praise real good not because of what's going on. I praise real good because God's just that great for me. I don't praise him with the expectation that, man, when I walk out this room, everything's going to be great for me and all my problems are gone. No, a lot of those I caused myself, so they're still there. But you know what? It don't change the fact that God is still great, amen, and he's greatly to be praised. We got to get in that secret place with God. We got to get in that secret place with God. We got to shut the door. Don't let nobody else in. Don't let the devil in. Brother Darren said something to me tonight. Man, I love it. I love it. He said, Lord, give him clarity on your word. Give him clarity. Block the distractions. And boy, you know what's funny? As good as what the singing is and praising is, if we're not careful and we start thinking about, man, I got a lot to do tomorrow at work. I got a lot going on. Boy, before we know it, a couple minutes have passed and we've let a couple minutes of time with the Savior go by us. Don't let the distraction. Get in that secret place and dwell there and hide under the shadow of the Almighty. The other thing about this woman, look at the vessels that she borrowed. She gathered many vessels. Large ones, small ones, pretty ones, ugly ones, good ones, bad ones. It didn't care. She just gathered them all. That sounds like the church, doesn't it? Amen? Yeah. Well, some of y'all know. Some of y'all know. It's all different kinds in here. And you wonder which category you're in. Ask me after church. It's all different categories, right? But you know what? You know one thing about every one of them, though? They had to be empty. He didn't, you couldn't bring a full vessel to fill it up with oil. A full vessel doesn't hold oil. A full vessel will not hold what an empty vessel. Some, that's easy. That's, I understand the con. I don't think you understand the concept. That's the problem. We come in already full of the world, of work, of school, of everything going on. We're already, there's only so much that I can hold. And I ain't very tall, so I hold even less, amen? There's only so much that we can hold. And we didn't come in here empty, so therefore, we're going to walk out of here with everything flowing out of us instead of down in us. They got to be empty vessels. A full vessel won't hold oil. You know what else? I don't know what kind of oil this was. I assume cooking oil. Could have been heating oil. I don't know my oils. But I do know this. Dirty oil ain't no good. If they'd have got a vessel and it wasn't cleaned out and they just poured the oil in it, do you think that would have been very good oil to use? If I get Amanda's flower pot and I empty it out and I go to put oil inside of it, is that going to do me any good? No, I got to wash that thing out. I got to clean the vessel out for the vessel to be used. For us to be able to come in here, we need to come to Jesus, let him clean us out, and let him fill us up. A full vessel won't do it. And a dirty vessel won't do it. But let me tell you something. A full Christ is only for empty people. Amen. If you want all of Christ, then you got to be empty when you come to him. Amen. If I want every bit of he has to offer, I got to be empty. I can't come in here with distractions. I can't come in here full. I can't come in here full of dirt. I got to come in here clean and ready to go. Not on my own accord. I can't clean nothing. Amen. But I know one who is able to clean me and wash me whiter than snow. Well, I got a light. It's pretty cool. It's a flashlight. I ain't got it with me. But it's a UV light. And it does other things too. It's pretty cool. But anyway, the UV light. I was showing my kids the UV light. I said, check this out. We can check and see how dirty stuff is. And it's fun to do till you look around your own house, then it's not fun. I don't like doing it at my own house. And I told them a few places, I said, don't shine that light there because you'll never go back in there. If you know, you know. But I said, hold out your hands. And they held out their hands. There's some grimy little hands. I said, you wash your hands? Yeah, I wash my hands. No, you didn't. The UV light don't lie. It shows what the eye don't see. I'm going to tell you something. God will show what me and you don't see. This suit doesn't mean a thing. I hate these things, as a matter of fact. I don't like wearing them. But you know what? Me wearing this suit don't make me no preacher. This don't make me saved. This don't make me a Christian. What makes me who I am is the thing that you cannot see. It's God has to shine that light and expose what is there, what is dirty, what needs clean. And if I say, Lord, I'm good, all he has to do is shine the light and say, no, you ain't. It's not our emptiness that prevents us from getting to Christ. It's our fullness. Our fullness prevents us. Some people think that coming in here, I just feel so empty. I just feel empty. You're in the right place. You're in the right place tonight. If you feel broke, there's no better place to be than in the house of God. If you're empty, if you're broke, if you're hurt, if you're sad, if you're mad, there's no better place. Those that are whole don't need a physician. I didn't come to this place because my life was great. When I come here, Damon said on Sunday, I came here, I sat in the back, and I sat in one of these metal chairs, very uncomfortable. And I think he was trying to force me to the altar, and I held out a little bit. But when I sat back there, they started singing this song, and It's Not Over Yet or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, the point is this right here. The song was already hitting, right? And I was like, oh, boy, man, this is making my eyes water up. And then Damon comes back here, and he prays with me. And, man, floodgates opened up, and it was embarrassing. I was like, I can't believe I'm crying. He's going to know I'm a sinner. But, I mean, I was. So it didn't really do much. But you know what? I come in here so broke and so empty, and this world had left me chewed up and spit out. But it was only by His grace that I was here. And because I was here, I heard His voice. And because I heard His voice, I came to Him. And because I came to Him, He gave me life. And because He gave me life, it was more abundant. And it was great. And that's why I'm here today. It's not because of everything that I've done, but it's because of who He is. He is great, amen? He is great and greatly to be praised. As long as there was vessels, the oil would continue to flow. As long as we're ready for Christ to be poured out into us, Christ will continue to pour out into us. Autumn said, she said, you preach tonight? And I said, yeah, I am. I said, you got to cheer me on. You cheer me on hard, I'll preach harder. And she said, I'm going to be back there shouting, I ain't heard you. But listen. You know what, though? When we come hungry for God, God will fill you up. He will keep pouring out every bit of it that you want. When we clam up and we get quiet and we're like, it's just too much, it's too hard, I got too much going on, the oil's going to stop, right? As long as she brought vessels, then the oil would keep on flowing. The moment that the vessels ran out, what happened? The oil stopped. The moment the vessels ran out, the oil stopped. You know what else, though, amazed me about that? As she was pouring it out, I don't know. I don't guess they had glass back then, so she probably couldn't see what the contents looked like. But I've always thought about this story. As she's pouring that, wonder if she ever shook that bottle to see. Wonder how much is in there this time. Wonder how much is in. You know what's amazing? She just kept pouring and it just kept on filling. She don't know where it came from. She didn't see the source, but she seen the evidence of the source. Amen? I'm going to tell you something. You may not see the source, but thank God there's evidence all around this room that the source has filled some people up. There's evidence all around this place that it's been poured out and somebody's been getting filled up in here. If she only borrowed a few, she would only have a little. But because she borrowed much, she got much. She was responsible for it. Let me tell you something. You have more to do with how much God moves than what you think. Like a gumball machine. You can't go up to it, my kids do this, and hope that somebody left a quarter in there and turn that thing and get a gum. I ain't leaving a gumball behind. If I put a quarter in, I'm getting my gumball. You want a gumball? You got to put the quarter in. You want God to move? Put the quarter in. Put the effort in, put the work in, put the praise in, put the worship in, put the prayer in, put the Bible in, put all those things in. And I promise you this, you will never ever outdo Him, amen? If I give a little bit, God gives me a lot. I give a little quarter, man, God will give me a whole candy factory, not just a gumball, amen? Thank God, if you want something out of it, put something into it. Well, that's for you. That's for the church right there. Y'all take that and chew on it. Amen. The vessels were gathered, assembled, emptied, and put in the right position and then they stayed in that position. They stayed there. Sometimes it's easy to stay when things are good, right? It's easy to stay there. They was put in that position. They was getting filled up. I ain't about to move those vessels. They're completely good. But you know what we'll do sometimes? Boy, God is being so good to me, and he's blessing me here and blessing me there, and we'll move from that spot before God says to move. Amen? Thank God if God's put you in a place and God's done a work in you and God has put something on your heart and gave you a job to do and gave you this and gave you that, then you need to stay in that part and you need to do that job. You need to work that position because God's put you there for a reason. And it's easy when things are good, but it's when things are rough that's when it matters that God is going to show up. It's not in our strength that God moves. It's in our weakness that God moves. For when I am weak, then he is strong. The oil didn't get wasted. There wasn't a drop spilled. She poured it into prepared vessels every single time. Every single time, and not a drop was spilled. Do you know that God knows exactly what you need tonight? There ain't a single one of us that come in here and God's sitting there like, I can't believe they showed up tonight. I don't even know what they need. I'm going to have to figure this one out. If you're here tonight, it's because God knew you was going to be here tonight, and he has gave you everything that you need tonight to get fit. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you are a teenager or if you're younger. God will give you exactly what you need. Amen. Thank God today. He will give everything that you need. All we got to do is stay there and let God fill us up. God wants us to use that. You know, it's so important that we show and teach the next generation. We talk about that all the time. They can come get us a song. But I was thinking, this woman, as she went and got these vessels, she didn't just go get the vessels. She told her sons, go get the vessels. You go get those vessels. And when the sons brought them back, she didn't close the door with just her. Her sons were in that room. They were all in there. You know what? I think that if we want our children, our grandchildren, whoever they may be in your life, if we want them to get the Spirit of God, then we have to show them how important it is to us. We got to show them the importance of the Spirit of God. If she would have said, well, that prophet said to go get them vessels, but we'll do that later. You know, we got some other things we got to take care of first. But no, she immediately sent them out to go get the vessels, bring them back. We're going to watch God work. We're going to watch God move. And I wonder, and later on in life, do them boys ever look back and say, remember that time Mom sent us to go get them vessels? And she started pouring oil. And man, the oil didn't stop. It just kept filling and filling and filling and filling. Sometimes we pass things on to the next generation. It's a sidebar. Just hold on a minute. But we pass things on to the next generation. And if we're not careful, we start carrying around this bag of rocks with us. And if we're not careful, I'm going to pass those things on to my daughters. If I taught them it's okay to gossip, it's okay to backbite, it's okay to lie, it's okay to cheat, it's okay to steal. If I taught them that stuff, what hope they got? You're in a perfect place right now. Right now. To show them that the oil of God's still flowing. It's still flowing. Bible says that the ear of the Lord is not too heavy that he cannot hear. Neither is his arm shortened that he cannot save. That same God that we read about all the way back in the beginning is the same God that is moving right now. It was mercy. It was grace that brought you here today. It was nothing you did. It was nothing you earned. It was nothing you could have did. It was nothing you could have earned. It was the gift of God. It didn't cost you nothing. If anybody ever says, if you want this blessing, pay $20, I'll send you a bottle of it. They ain't got it. I came to Jesus broke. I couldn't afford salvation, but he paid it. He paid the price, not me. I don't have to be perfect. He's perfect. It don't matter about my mistakes because he is perfect. And because he's perfect, I can stand here today and tell you about the goodness of God. He is great. He is greatly to be praised. If we can look back on our lives and see the paths that got us to where we are, and there's this, I think one of these preachers said, is that there's many paths to get to heaven or to get to Jesus or get to God, whatever it is. Well, there's not. I mean, we know that it's only through Jesus. He's the door, right? Amen. But you know what I have found is that we get to Jesus through many different roads. I recommend not going my way. I recommend taking the first turn off right to him. I took the detour. But you know what? It still led right to him. I don't know where you've been at, where you are right now. I don't know what you're going through. But I do know this. If you're empty tonight, he'll fill you up. If you're broke, he will bind the brokenhearted. If you're hurting, boy, it's only him that can bind the soul. He can bind the heart. He can make you full. Whenever you are so broken, empty, only he can do that. And that's why when we sing, "How great is our God," it's because he truly is great. Nobody else could do that. Who else could save us? Who else could love us? Who else could give us what the Lord has gave us? I love you. I really do. I love you. But I couldn't send one of my own for you. I love you though. But God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son. Somebody said, that's elementary. Well, that's the gospel, honey. God gave his only begotten son. And if we lose the importance of that, then we've lost it all. If we lose the importance of Calvary, there they crucified him. There at Calvary, they, the people of Calvary, nameless, faceless, it's they, it's us. The punishment of Calvary was crucifixion. And the person of Calvary was Jesus. There they crucified him. Thank God today, if you will, stand to your feet. I feel God tonight so, so peaceful, so good, because I know how good that he is. And I invite you today, if you need to pray, this altar is always open. If you need prayer, I want you to come today. There are people that love to pray with you. If you're broke, come to God. If you're empty, come to God. If you're full, still come to him. Let God move. Let God work as they sing.